You're on The Burt Show.
This is my favorite segment that we do on the radio.
Because we kind of let it go. We let go of all of our sort of defensiveness and anger and just ask some questions about race.
We call it Ask a Race. And if you're white, you call up. You ask black people a question that you've always wanted to ask and vice versa also. Here is Krista. Good morning. You're on Q100. Hi.
Hey, good morning. Love you guys. Hey, Carl. Stay positive.
Yeah, yeah.
Quick question. Why must you know where I work when I don't even know your name? I don't know anything about you.
You said this before.
I said the same thing, girl.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, we've brought this up before. It's I think that white people just think that that's part of how we get to know each other. I mean, we ask, white people ask other white people just as breaking the ice. There are a couple of questions. Yeah, where do you live? What do you do for a living?
No, it's always the first question. Hey, what do you work? Right. Well, how about you? You know, stop. That's the inappropriate question.
Well, inappropriate.
You don't even know my name.
Well, I think work sort of defines who we are as people. So that's just the question that is common to ask, because that's a big part of our lives and that's what's going on right now.
Didn't you say before, Carl, that you think that white people are just too nosy?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, not just nosy, but just inquisitive is the word that I use. Very
too
inquisitive.
Too many questions at the beginning?
Way too many. And for instance, say if we meet each other. Hey, what's going on? My name is Carl. Bert would say, hey, Bert Weiss. First and last name. Right. I don't ever get my last name. I don't think y'all know my last name.
Why is that, do you think?
It's just, we're just more personal.
More private.
More private.
So what's the beginning? If you don't it's ask questions, what would, in your, a polite conversation would start with what? Like, it has to be, so what would be a good first couple questions?
I think down here, a really good icebreaker is where you're from. That's how I always start
so many people
anything.
Are from not right. In Atlanta.
Exactly.
All right. So after that, so now we've just killed 1 minute. Then what do you ask?
Where do you work? Where do you live? How much money do you make? What kind of car do you drive?
Like if you and Brandon, let's say two black people, were just hanging out for the first time. After the first 30 seconds, what do y'all talk about?
Well, Brandon will only talk about sports, so it doesn't matter. Brandon's a bad example.
Are you not? You and Natalie. You just met.
Well, anybody. I mean, another black person. What do you ask?
Well, Brandon wouldn't be talking to Natalie because she's a girl.
Go ahead, Natalie.
Come on, Brandon.
Well, it depends on where you are. Like, if you're at an, a charity event, you probably talk about the charity or the auction or something like that. Whatever's going on around you.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then get into the personal stuff.
So nothing deep immediately.
Right. Not immediately,
What would you say? I would say at least 10 to 15 minutes into the conversation before you start getting into personal questions.
Yeah, about your family.
At least.
That's just all in your pocket.
We just dive right in. We do,
Next time I meet someone, I'm going to try to do that. I'm going to see how long I can go without asking them where they live. What they do for a living.
I'm going to go the opposite way. I'm going to ask more intense questions like, can I see your social security number?
Can I hold your credit card for a minute?
Good morning, Lisa. You're on Q100.
Good morning, guys. I love your show.
Thank you.
I have a question for the African-American race. I've always noticed that when I'm out in the store or restaurant, I see black people greet each other and start up conversations like they all know each other, but I know they don't because I hear them exchange names and ask each other where they stay, and I see it happen a lot more with the men speaking to the women.
It must be in an area where there's no black people. Is that true?
No, it's not, because there's several malls I've been to where I've been a minority, and it's happened.
So you feel like black people, when they greet each other, even if they're strangers, greet each other like they know each other.
We're cousins.
But white people don't do that. You see a stranger in the store, and you just sometimes ignore them.
Yet they won't ask each other what they do for a living.
Exactly.
All part of time.
Don't get too personal with me.
Are black people?
Like, I know you.
Okay, let me scratch at the surface of this. Are black people inherently more bonded with each other because of your skin color than white people are?
I don't think it's the skin color. I think it's just what we've been through. I think we feel connected because of what we've all kind of been through the same struggle, okay, per se, you know. So if I was to see Brandon in a crowd of white folks, I would try to make contact with him. Like, what up, dude? I'm with you, man. You're not by yourself out here, you know.
But see, that's no different than a traveler going to another country and running into an American.
Looking for something in common.
Yeah, like if you're in the middle of, you know, like a whatever, a tiny little town in Germany, and you hear somebody in the corner speaking English, like you immediately go over to them.
Because seek them out.
There's a connection.
Carl, you got a question for white people.
Yeah, I had one. Now, I think I know the answer for this. Y'all, when it comes to licking in the face, it has to be a reason why you let your animals lick you in the face.
I don't
either, but I know a lot of white people that do.
I know
on the
lot.
Lips and stuff, too.
Yes, right in the mouth.
No.
And I think I found out why.
Why?
I'm in dog training right now, and the dog trainer says that dogs associate you. They greet the pack leader by licking you in the face. So when we were leaving the dog training, before she left, she said, give mommy a kiss. And he let her lick him in the face. So she says she does that to assert her alphaness in the pack or whatnot. So I thought, okay, that's got to be the reason why white people let that happen.
Didn't we establish last time that like black people in a lot of ways have a higher standard of cleanliness than white people do in some ways. Mm-hmm. Like we talked about the dog licking last time, and there was something with a spoon or something.
Like germophobia, like sharing food. Like they don't share
rinsing
food.
Off your silver. Yeah,
in restaurants, I dropped my fork. I should drop my silverware in the water.
That's right.
Before I use
and wipe
mine.
It off.
Yeah, I had a coworker. We all went out to happy hour, and I don't know why she just grabbed my martini and took a drink. She's like, "Oh, that tastes good," and she just put it right back.
White person.
White person. And she was like, "Are you gonna drink that?" I was like, "No, I'm not gonna drink that. I need another." One.
I don't even share spoons and forks with my family.
Really?
Yeah. If we're eating something and they don't want the rest, I will go get my own spoon or fork.
What is the deal with pork? It seems
it's the other white meat.
That's the problem.
It seems like there's a large amount of black people that have, really strong feelings against pork.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
A lot of people that I know that do that is religious reasons and because of just health reasons, really. I mean, it's nothing like just, I think you, at one point, you're just giving anything. And at one point, we become, not just black people, but anybody, you become conscious about how you've been living your life, how your ancestors lived their life. And you become conscious about it and you decide to make a change to divert from what you thought was a healthy way of living. So it's just a matter of just becoming more conscious of what you were before.
White people turn to being vegetarians, black people just cut out pork. We like chicken and beef, so we're not willing to give that up. So
that's a smarter way to go, right there.
Totally, a life without bacon is a life I cannot live.
Me neither.
No,
I'm with
I don't
you.
Get it.
Don't get me wrong. I miss pork chops.
These are good.
Here is Jay. Good morning. You're on Q100. This is the Ask a Race segment.
Hey guys, love the show. My question is, why does African Americans get tattoos if you cannot see them?
Why do black people get tattoos if you can't?
I'm sorry. I wasn't supposed to say that.
You can't say that. So the question is, why do black people get tattoos if you can't see them?
You know what, Jay? That's a good question, man. I know a guy, he has a tattoo of a Daffy Duck. You know, Daffy Duck was a black duck.
Oh,
and
no.
Dude is real dark. So he has a picture of a Daffy Duck smoking a blunt. So I don't. Only thing you see is a red fire. I don't know. I don't know why he did. That's the same
Do
question.
Any of you guys in here have tattoos?
Uh huh. You can see mine though. It's green on.
Where's your tattoo?
Caramel Brazown.
You should have done this before. Carl's got a butterfly in the small of his back.
You can see tramp stamp.
Yeah.
There it
see
is.
It, right.
Oh, yeah.
Right,
I can see that. Yeah.
I keep seeing you guys snicker when anybody calls up and says African American.
It's funny because the last lady said African American, then she said black. So she was trying. What's funny to me is that she was trying.
We don't know what's politically correct or not.
Right. It seems like the politically correct term changes mm-hmm. every couple of years.
Yes.
Like it goes from African American to black to. So I think white people are confused.
Yeah, because Jen pulled me in when she was doing her commercial and asked me, you know, what can I say? It's like black, African American. But some people are offended. So you do have to be careful, unfortunately. But it doesn't matter.
Yeah, because I wanted to talk about the differences between white girl hair and black girl hair. And I was like, I can't say that because somebody's going to be mad at me for saying black girl hair, you know, but we do have different hair, right? Like our hair is different. Like there's, you know, a difference in coarse level or whatever, but this treatment I was talking about works on both. So I was like, how do I say it works on both without being offensive? And Nellie goes, you can't.
You can't.
And the reason is
don't talk about it because you'll offend somebody.
And it's not anybody in this room that we're concerned with offending. It's our parents because they don't know. They're still stuck in, you know, 10, 15 years, 20 years ago, 30 years ago. So it's like
sticking with the hair thing here. Here's Michelle. Good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning. Love the show.
Thank you.
I have a question for the white ladies really in the room, and it's kind of related to what Carl said about personal space.
Uh-huh.
Why do white ladies feel the need to touch black women's hair, especially when they have braids or twists? They come and say, oh, how pretty, and touch, touch, touch. You know
Same thing for black guys, too.
Yeah, not just black ladies' hair. I've had my hair touched by many white people that work here.
Oh, really? White women will come up and touch your hair?
Yeah.
And say what?
Interesting. I don't know. What
Jen just said, interesting. I mean, that's what they would say. No, I'm saying that's what they would say.
Right. I'm saying it's interesting that they would do that.
Like you're an exotic dog or something? Like, oh, look at this one.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't do that, so I don't know the answer to that question.
So randomly, people you don't know will come up and touch your hair?
Yeah.
And that's violation, right, Natalie? Like, you don't touch a black woman's hair, period.
Why?
Natalie. You just don't touch people, period. I mean, but, someone that you don't know.
But why don't you touch a black woman's hair?
I mean, they put so much time and effort into it, man. I mean,
I don't even let my sister touch my hair. It's like, I mean, I do so much to it. It's like, why are you touching me?
To do what? You put
so
much.
She just wants to stroke it, or she wants to comb it.
But like what
I've
do you do?
Like
you're saying it takes you hours or whatever to get it right,
right?
And then you don't want
like
anybody.
Half hour, 40 minutes, and you're coming in and just twirling my hair. Why?
There's a lot of white people that have no idea what a black woman has to go through to get her hair straight.
Right.
Most white people don't have
Didn't
any
Chris
idea.
Rock
I had no idea.
Yeah, it takes half a day, so we don't need you touching it.
A lot of us guys have no idea.
How long does it take you to do your hair, Carl?
I shine-ish. Yeah.
All right, Carl, give us one more for white people.
All right, this is the one. Now, this I wanted to wait till after 8:30 for this one. Now, this one, I can say this one may be a little ignorant, but I just wanted to know because it affects us both. I had a buddy of mine, the white dude. Every time he went out, you would always hear him make comments about women. Guys, we always say what we would do to a woman when we... You know, when we're looking to talk to guys, talk to women, rather. This guy would always say how hungry,
he's trying to say
the woman
this
would
in
make.
A polite way.
Dude said that, ooh, this girl walked by. He said, man, I'll make a mustache out of her.
Oh! Hi-oh.
So a white guy was talking about
exactly.
South.
Australia.
What's the obsession with that? Dude, he would always say, I would love to do that. He said that before anything else.
See, now white people think that black dudes don't do that at all.
Mm-hmm. We pride ourselves in,
that's not
true. You know, in our mask.
Natalie's stepping up.
Don't touch her hair, but.
Carl, what were you going to say? That you pride yourself on what?
I think black guys, we pride ourselves on how we can the motion in the ocean. I think that's what we pride ourselves on, as opposed to that's always secondary. So if we can't really, you know, get you there first of all, then we'll try that as secondary. But white girls, that's always the... That's always primary. White women, too.
I think when white guys are talking about that with about other women, it's saying that they would do more than just the motion, that she's so hot that he'd go down there without no problem.
But this dude, he would say, man, I love just to do that only. I mean, he would always mention that's all he wanted to do. That's all I wanted to do. I'm like, God dang, dude.
I can understand it. I can't answer for a whole race. Just my house.
I'm looking for answers, Bird. I'm looking for answers.
Now it's gotten uncomfortable in here.
Yeah.
Listen, it's the Bird Show.